Thursday the 8th of April, Kofdal Ed Nissen, Rabbi Yechezkel Grudzinski. How the Ovis, Rabbi Yechezkel Grudzinski, how the Ovis kept Shabbos.
Good morning. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chof Chesem Beis, a famous Gemara, Omar Rav, Kim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah, Shenemar, says the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoili, because Avram listened to my voice, Vayishmer Mishmarti, and he kept my safeguards, Mitzvoisai Chukoisai V'Seroisai. Kosh Baruch himself says that Avram Avinu has kept the Torah, the safeguards, the mitzvahs, the chukim, and the Torahs. He carried on the Gemara. Amarav, different kesoyt, v'itim Rav Ashi, some say Rav Ashi, kiyim Avram Avinu afilu erev eruvei tavshilin. Avram Avinu kept even the mitzvah of erev tavshilin. Shenema toroisai, the pasuk is in a plural expression, toroisai, my toroisai. Achas Torah shebichsav, achas Torah shebalpeh. It comes to show us that not only did Avraham Avinu keep the mitzvahs deraisa, he kept also mitzvahs derabanan, and he even kept eruv tavshilin. It's very interesting. Why did the Gemara specifically choose out of all the mitzvahs derabanan? Because it chose eruv tavshilin. The Tosfos Hashanim on the daf straightaway asks, Lo Yoda Rebbe, he says the name of his Rebbe, Lo Yoda Rebbe, am I nokat hach mitzvah? Why did the Gemara specify the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin? Amai kila leitzvei mikula. Why is Erev Tavshilin more kula than all other mitzvahs that you would have thought? Maybe Avraham Avinu is not going to keep Erev Tavshilin. You know what? He kept even Erev Tavshilin. The Tosfos on him doesn't give any answer. But there are quite a few answers in the sugya, and they're very interesting. We'll just go, well, this is not the Ikka Nekuda, we'll just go say a few of the answers. The Iyun Yaakov, on the Ein Yaakov, he says that the Yisod of Erev Tavshilin is based on when you're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, is based on the Heta of Hoil Ve'imiklu Orchim. The reason why you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because there's always a possibility that guests are going to come. But nevertheless, that's the basis of the Heta. Nevertheless, you still have to do an extra Erev Tavshilin. So he says you might have thought that Avraham Avinu, since he was Amud HaChesed, HaKhosas Orchim was his forte, it was almost a given that Orchim were going to come. It wouldn't even be necessary for him to do Erev Tavshilin because the presence of Orchim was so common over there. That's his chiddush. That's what the Gemara says. No, nevertheless, he kept Erev Tavshilin. The Gvuras Ari on the Gemara says, punk the other way around. He says that since the Soda Haheta of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is to do with the fact that Orchim might come, but only Jewish Orchim qualify for that. You can't cook for a non-Jewish Areach on Yom Tov, and therefore, since in the times of Avraham Avinu there were no other Jewish Orchim, even the game that he made, he said, were part of his Bnei Bayis, therefore, it was a chiddush that he was able to do Erev Tavshilin at all. And he goes to the technicalities of exactly how he could do Erev Tavshilin, but according to him, the Gemara is coming to say a chiddush that he was able to do Erev Tavshilin. The Vilna Gaon says, it's a famous... he says that I think it's a parashat Toldos in the Prinim Shulchan Agra. He says that there's a printing error and it should really say Erubei Techumin, and the mistake came about because originally it was written Ayin Tov as a Rosh HaTevis, which was meant to say Erubei Techumin, and the printer made an error and thought it says Erubei Tavshilin, and in the Shubha Sarashbo and Simon Sadi Dalit also he said it goes to Eruve Techumin. Why is this better? Said the Vilna Gaon, because this already is a remez in the Pasuk. The Pasuk uses the notion Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoili. So there's a remez from the word Ekev. It's a mitzvah to do with a foot, which is the remez to the mitzvah of Eruve Techumin. The Das, the Kenyan Balatosis at the beginning of Pashas Vayera, he says a fascinating thing. He takes for granted, that's Pshat in the Gemara, but he says, no, Eruv Tavshilin is not referring to what we know as Eruv Tavshilin at all. It's referring to the mixing of the foods, which is referring to Isar, Bosar, Becholov. And he said that Avraham Avinu kept not only the Doraisa, the Bosar, Becholov, but he also separated his meat and milk in a way that he was makbid to eat first milk and then meat. Where do you see this in the Torah? From the beginning part of the year, when he served the Malachim, it says that Vayikach Hachema V'Hacholov Uben HaBoker HaShe'osa. So he specifically took the Bosar and the milk first, and then later he took the meat to show that he kept the separation, even the Darbonon separation of serving the milk first, and then the meat. The Kuntim Eruv Tavchilin is a completely different word, and it's interesting there, he brings other Madrash Mashachoyluk. Okay, that's not the main we'd like to discuss. The main territory we'd like to discuss today is the territory of Nosson Adler, a fascinating territory. The Rebbe of the Chasm Sofer, it's brought down this territory in the Hakdoma of the Moitil Or, in the Droshes Chasm Sofer, he brings this territory down. So, we have to be mucked in with a different Nakuda, which is actually the title of our Drosha today. The Mefarshim discuss the problem of how could Avraham Avinu keep Shabbos. It goes like this, the Proshas Drachim, in his first Drush, the Proshas Drachim written by the Mishnah Melech, in his first Drush, he's got a long Drosha about this Indian. And he discusses, he generally discusses the status of the Ovis. What was their halachic status? They definitely had a din Yisrael. That means that the Ovis were not just pure Bnei Noach. They all had a status of a Yisrael. And there are a number of riots to that. The Gemara describes Esav as a Yisrael Mumah. And it goes into all the halachas of a Yisrael Mumah. Esav is used an example, even though it's before Matan Torah. Nevertheless, the children of Avraham Avinu had a status of Yisraelim. They were not plain Bnei Noach. But that's a given. The question is, did they have the chumras of a Bnei Noach? There are a number of Isturim which Bnei Noach have, which Yisraelim do not have. So for instance, let's say Eved Menachai from Mefarches says, there are a number of different halachas which for Bnei Noach is Asa, and for Yisrael Muta. Did Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, did they have the stringencies of Bnei Noach? Do you say no? They were pure Yisraelim, and they didn't have. They just kept everything of Yisrael. I mean, they kept the Shalom Mitzvah Ben Noach, obviously, but anything which was a chumrah on a Ben Noach over Yisrael, they did not have to keep. Or do you say no? That they had a din of Yisrael, but they had not yet left their Torah Ben Noach. They still had a Torah Ben Noach, and therefore they had to keep the chumras of a Ben Noach. So says the Proshas Drachim. He's got a simple proof. It said that the Gemara Yuma says that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. One of the mitzvahs of the Torah is to keep Shabbos. Now, there's an issa for a goy to keep Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Nun Chesam Abayis, learned that from the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, where it says, V'yom v'layla lo yishboisu, that a goy shah Shabbos chay of Misa, a goy who keeps Shabbos, he's chay of Misa. So he asks Steve, but how can our Gemara say in Yuma, which we said that Kima Avraham Avinu kol haTorah kula, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, even Erev Tavshilin he kept the whole Torah. How could he keep Shabbos? It is an issa for Ben Noach to keep Shabbos. So says the Proshas Drachim, it's mucha from our Gemara that the others did not have a din Ben Noach at all. They were complete pure Yisraelim, and just like a Yisrael does not have any issa to keep Shabbos, so too Avraham Avinu had no issa to keep Shabbos. There's no problem. But if you say that Avraham Avinu had the stringencies of a Ben Noach, then there would be a problem of him keeping Shabbos, because the goy is a Shabbos chayav misa. And he takes into other things as well. He said Eved Menachai, he wants to say the machlokes of Yosef and his brothers about the Eved Menachai. We're talking about Eved Menachai from a Mefar Cheses. And that was their argument. He goes there, but Arichus, to discuss this Nekuda. The other Mefarshim say different reasons as to answer this question. How could Avraham Avinu keep Shabbos? They take on that, not like the Proshas Drachim, they take on that the Ovis did have a Din Ben Noach L'chumra. That means they had to keep the stringencies of the Isurim of a Ben Noach, and therefore there would be an Issa for them to keep Shabbos. So how did Avraham Avinu keep Shabbos? There is a famous teretz brought down, it's all b'shem l'chasm sofer, b'shem gon echad, that he wore tzitzis. Now I have to point out, this problem of how did Avraham Avinu keep Shabbos is not only a historical question of how did he do it, but it's also a shayla halacha l'maisa discussed in the poskim if you have a prospective ger. Right, who's keeping all the mitzvahs, he's practicing all the mitzvahs, but the problem is that it comes to Shabbos, since he's still halachically, he still has the status of a Ben Noach, there's an issa for him to keep Shabbos. So he has to do malacha, and I heard it's quite difficult for them because they want to keep everything exactly how it's supposed to be. They have to do one malacha on Shabbos. But also, this shaila, is there eitzah, something for them to do, some eitzah what they can do, it also is discussed in the poskim, and our shaila is negia to them. In addition, the poskim say that it's negia to an asufi, a foundling who's found in a town which is, if a baby's found in a town which is half yid and half goyim, therefore he's got the halachas. He has to keep the chumras of a Yisrael, and a ben Noach will also have this problem on Shabbos. That on one hand, he's a yid, he has to keep Shabbos. On the other hand, he has to be worried that he might be a ben Noach and he can't keep Shabbos. He's got the same problem over here. Is there any way how you could reconcile being keeping Shabbos with the issa of lo yishbosu? So we said the Prophet said there's no way out, and the fact that Rabbeinu kept Shabbos is muchach, that he did not have a din ben noach at all. There is a famous teretz that he wore tzitzis. Now, according to many poskim, tzitzis are really not considered part of the beged. Without the mitzvah of tzitzis, the tzitzis are not considered part of the beged, and therefore if someone would go out with tzitzis, and he would not have the mitzvah of tzitzis, it would be considered, if it was carried outside, it would be considered carrying on Shabbos. So if a guy, for instance, would take your talus and he would walk out in the street, he would be considered carrying, he'd be doing the malacha of hitzah on Shabbos. Whereas for a yid to carry tzitzis, since he's got a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, so therefore they become bottles to the beged, and there's no issa hitzah for him. So one of the eitzahs is he should wear tzitzis, and therefore the tzad yid sheboy. Is not being over any, it's keeping Shabbos very well because it's a chiluk of the beged and he's not carrying, whereas the tzad goy of his tzad goy, then since it's not a chiluk of the beged, and therefore he's done a melechet hotzah on Shabbos and he's not being over any issa. This is a bit difficult, this answer, especially for Avraham Avinu, because maybe in the case of the gera would definitely work, right? But and maybe the case of the this person with a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk Goy, also you could say that it would help, because Allah Ta'ala is a Yid, he's not carrying, and Allah Ta'ala is a Goy, he is carrying. Whereas, for Avraham Avinu, there was no Suffolk over there. He was definitely had a Bin Yisrael. So, the question is whether he also had the spirit of a Ben Noach, but he didn't have it's not as if there were two people over there. It wasn't, he had the Halachas of a Yisrael, he definitely was a Yisrael, so these sitters were definitely part of the Beged. So he's also got a chumrah to keep the issa to keep Shabbos, but it doesn't take away the fact that he is a Yisrael and these tzitzis are considered good tzitzis. So I don't really see how that teretz works. There are a number of other tzitzim, but we don't really have time for them. So the haflaw has a very interesting teretz. The haflaw in his sefer Panim Yofus in Parshas Noach on the pasuk of Yom La'el Yishbosu, he's a very interesting teretz. He says that if you look at the Loshna pasuk carefully, it says v'yoyim v'laylo lo yishbosu. It first says yoyim and then laylo. We know always by in the Jewish calendar, always the night precedes the day. Whereas here it says yoyim v'laylo yishbosu. It says a day and a night they should not keep Shabbos when it's referring to the Bnei Noach. So he says, you see from here, and he brings other rayas, that for Bnei Noach the day precedes the night. I mean, even though in the Jewish calendar always the night comes first and then the day, but Bnei Noach, the day comes first and then the night. And the issa of a goy to keep Shabbos is Yom V'laya Lo Yishbosu, is first a day and then a night. I mean, if a goy the only issa for a goy to keep Shabbos if he keeps a day followed by a night. So, says the Haflah, if so, there's absolutely no problem for Avraham Avinu to keep Shabbos. When he kept Shabbos, he kept it in the way in the Jewish way, he kept Friday night and Shabbos day. That's how he kept Shabbos. Whereas the issa for a goy to keep Shabbos is a day followed by a night. So as long as he did malacha, and Avraham Avinu made sure to do malacha on Friday day, and he did malacha on Motzei Shabbos, so it comes out he hasn't gone through a day-night period of not doing malacha. Because he has the malacha on Friday night and Shabbos day. But that's a night followed by a day. And so as long as he does, make sure he does malacha on the day before and the night after, he's fine. That's the Haflah's teretz. And actually, Patrick Kiviriga in the Shubbos he discusses the shaila of a ger, someone becoming a ger and keeping all the mitzvahs, and he actually quotes his haflah as one of the stodim for a heter, what a goy is not a problem for the prospective ger to keep Shabbos, because the issur for a goy to keep Shabbos is only a day followed by a night. He doesn't agree with him in the end, but that's it does bring him down the halacha. Oh, so says Rav Nosson Adler, that's a very clever teretz. Rav Nosson Adler was a rov in the Frankfurt at the same time as the Haflor. They're both rebbes of the Chasam Sofer. So says Rav Nosson Adler, that is a very nice teretz for a regular Shabbos. What will happen if you have a Yom Tov falling on a Friday? If a Yom Tov falls on a Friday, then Avraham Avinu will not be able to do melacha on Friday day, and he won't be able to do melacha on Friday night. So you have a day followed by a night where Avraham Avinu will not be doing any melacha. So then he'll be stuck. Oh, very good. So are you going to tell me, says Rav Nosson Adler, it's a forgoit to keep Shabbos? Yom Tov, isn't Yom Tov the problem? Yom Tov, you can do melacha l'tzorech oichel nefesh, what's the problem? So he says, no, if you look at the Rambam, says clearly in Perek Yud Mehilchos Melachim that a Yom Tov is also asa. He says, Akum Shabbos, afilu b'yom yimoyt achol, if Akum keeps Shabbos even on a weekday, if he makes it for himself like a Shabbos chayim, he says, ein tzorech leimem asa moyed la'atzmoy. If he makes a Yom Tov for himself, it's also asa. So, the Rambam says quite clearly that a Yom Tov is also asa. So that's what says Rav Nosson Adler. It's a very nice idea, this day followed by night. And he agrees to it, Rav Nosson Adler agrees that it's a forgoit to keep Shabbos is only a day followed by night. But that won't help you for a case where Yom Tov falls on a Friday, or if Yom Tov falls on a Sunday. Where also, Avraham Avinu won't be able to do melacha on Shabbos day, and what's a Shabbos? Elomai, says Rav Nosson Adler, from that muchach, from the fact that Yom Tov on Shabbos, a case where Yom Tov falls on a Friday, is muchach, and that the teretz of the haflo is not a good teretz, and it must be like the Prosh Estrochem says, that Avraham Avinu did not have an issa of lo yishbosu at all. Says the Nosa Adler, coming back to the Gemara in Yuma, why does the Gemara in Yuma specifically say that Avraham Avinu kept even Eruv Tavshilin? It's coming to be Meramaz, you should know that Avraham Avinu kept even Eruv Tavshilin, he kept even a Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. And to come to tell us that, like the Prosh Estrochem, that the teretz of the haflor is not a good teretz to explain how we could keep Shabbos, and Elamai, that Avraham Avinu had a dinner of Benoach even Lekula, and that's what the Gemara is coming to Meramaz to us, that he kept Erev Tavshilin to say that he had a dinner of Benoach, and said that he had a dinner of Yisrael even Lekula, and he didn't have any Isurim of Benoach at all. So just that's the fascinating teretz from Rav Nosson Adler, as to why he wanted Erev Tavshilin. But we're trying to think of how to answer this kasha of Rav Nosson Adler on the haflor. How could everyone be going to keep Yom Tov followed by, if Yom Tov fell on a Friday, how could he keep the Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos, even though he's keeping a day followed by a night? So it seems to be a machlokes in the geder of the issa of going to keep Shabbos. Issa lo yishbosu. It seems to be machlokes retraining. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf nun chesam abeis. The Gemara says, Omer Shlokish, noch rishe Shabbos chayev misa, noch yikid Shabbos es chayev misa, shenem ayem v'layim v'yishbosu, it's a possibly born in Parshas Noach, yem v'layim v'yishbosu. Oh, so the Gemara says, Omer Ravina, afilu sheini b'shabbos, even on Monday, it means not only if a guy keeps Shabbos on a Saturday, even if he keeps keeps Shabbos on a Monday, it's also a problem. Yeah, it's even a weekday. So Rashi is bothered. Why did Ravina choose Monday? I mean, the first available weekday is Sunday. Why did Ravina, when he chooses an example of a weekday, he goes all the way to Monday? Says Rashi. So explain the actual siddush of Ravina. You might have thought that the issa we're going to keep Shabbos is l'shem chayva kama, in order to for the sake of a mitzvah. The lechaber nishbos. You might have thought that issa we're going to keep Shabbos is if he does it b'teras a mitzvah, b'teras as a religious act. Kigoyim b'Shabbos like Saturday shuviyom shvisa liYisrael. Normally if a person keeps Shabbos on a Saturday, it means he's keeping the Jewish Shabbos. Or echad b'Shabbos. Or on Sunday, he shows him by Hanoitzim, The Christians keep their Sabbath on a Sunday, and therefore, if a guy would keep Shabbos on a Sunday, normally you take on that he's doing it because of religious reasons. Says Rashi, that's what Rinna is coming to say. Afilu sheni b'Shabbos. Why? Menucha ba'alma ka'osalahu. The Torah offered a guy even any thought of rest, even if he's not doing it for the sake of keeping a Shabbos. You know, not without any religious connotations at all. He's just doing it. He wants to have a rest. No, you're not allowed to. So no, you're vatlu mimalocha. They're not allowed to be bottled mimalocha. A guy is not, the way that Rashi said, a guy is not allowed to be bottled mimalocha for a whole day. And maybe you can explain it with Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. Rambam explains that why masachik bekuvia, people who gamble the whole day, why they posel edus. Says the Rambam. Because miyisoidei haTorah she'adam ein roi lo le'asik b'olam hazeh, is one of the fundamental things of the Torah that a person should only be busy in this world. Elo be'echo mishnei dvarim, one of two things. A person should always be doing one of two things: either in Torah, or b'melacha. Or he should be doing melacha. One of the two a person has to do. So with that, you can explain that the issa of a guy to keep Shabbos because the yid has Torah, and therefore he can take a day off from his malacha and learn some Torah. Whereas a guy who has no Torah, then there's an issa for him, he's in this world to do malacha, and there's an issa for him to spend even one day have menucha. That's how, it's a big chumrah on the goyim. I don't know if they'll pass in that Rashi, but that's how Rashi seems to learn, that the issa of lo yishbosu is the issa for a goy to rest for a day. Whereas the Rambam says, no, Yom says, "V'chein akum shoshavas afilu b'yom yemoisachoy imasul la'atme k'mo Shabbos chayv misa." If a goy keeps Shabbos on a weekday, it's chayv misa. Ve'en tzarach lemim asa moed la'atme. So we mentioned already that even if Yom Tov is also asa, Kol Shadava, the rule is ein menichin oison lechadish das. We don't allow the bnei noach to be mechadish das, to create or invent a religion. V'la'ases mitzvus la'atme da'atam, to make their own mitzvus. It's forbidden for a goy. So as the Rambam goes on, either he should be a good ben noach and keep his shemis ben noach, or if he wants to become frumer than that, he should become a ger. But he can't start inventing his own mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, the yisod of the issa of keeping Shabbos is the issa to invent a mitzvah, to create for himself a new mitzvah, to create a Shabbos for himself as a mitzvah. That is a problem. So there'll be many enough gemilas between Rashi and Rambam. I mean, for instance, if a guy is not, he has a bad hangover and he wants to stay in bed for a whole day and a night, will he be allowed to do that? According to Rashi, definitely he won't be allowed to, because the Torah asked shlei vatl memelacha for yom shalom. But according to Rambam, no problem, as long as he's not establishing for himself a Shabbos. It doesn't have to be a Jewish Shabbos, but if he's not establishing himself for a Shabbos, then there's no issa. What happens if a goy, the Benoach decides that he's going to keep every Tuesday day, he's going to keep Shabbos? Yeah, fine, no problem. Tuesday day, it's not a day and a night. He's allowed to do what he wants. The Torah only asked him to create a Shabbos, even according to Rambam. The Torah asked him to create into a Shabbos, a day and a night. Either a night followed by a day followed by a night, according to our floor. But if he wants to keep just a Tuesday day, fine. Now let's say he wants to keep every third of the month, he's going to make a Shabbos at the night. Also, it's only a night, it's no problem. Right? A day is not a problem, a night is not a problem. What happens if it came about that the third night of the month was Tuesday night? Right? So it clashed together, it came together, the day and the night. Would there be an issa for that guy to keep this Shabbos? So I would say, according to the Rambam, it could be there won't be an issa. Because according to the Rambam, the issa is for a person to establish for himself a day-night unit as a Shabbos. If he keeps a day for one reason, he's establishing this day as some sort of Shabbos, and punk this night he's also keeping for a complete different, there was no connection to the day, he's also keeping as a Shabbos, it would seem that it would be mutter. Because according to Rambam, the point is he mustn't sanctify a day-night as a Shabbos. If there's one reason why he's doing the day, and if a other reason why tonight he's doing it, he hasn't created a Shabbos out of this day-night. Right, according to Rashi, it would definitely be awesome, because according to Rashi, we don't really look at his intentions of what he's trying to create over here. According to Rashi, it's the Bittul Malacha itself. So therefore, coming back to the case of Rav Nosson Adler, when you had the Yom Tov on Friday, and a Shabbos on Shabbos. So the Seder of Nosson Adler, it's very nice to do the Haflah say, that the Issa for going to keep Shabbos is day followed by a night. But here I have a case of Rav Avinu keeping a Shabbos and Yom Tov a day followed by a night. So, l'chaira, you could argue that according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be fair. Because as we explained, because according to the Rambam, the point is that Goy mustn't establish for himself a Shabbos. But it hasn't, according to Haflah, establishing a Shabbos means you have to sanctify a day followed by a night as a Shabbos. Well, he hasn't done that. What Rav Avinu did, he kept Friday, he kept a night and a day as Yom Tov, and then on Shabbos he kept the next Friday night and Shabbos morning, Shabbos day he kept the Shabbos. But it's two separate entities. He hasn't kept the Shabbos, he hasn't created, he hasn't sanctified a day night, a day followed by a night as a Shabbos. So it would seem that according to the Rambam, it might not be fair how Rav Avinu could keep Shabbos on a day followed by a night, on a Yom Tov, because, again, the Yom Tov is something on its own, the Shabbos is something else on its own, and the punk, when it's done on the punzik echot, they came together, that you have a day followed by a night, but the Friday day and the Friday night were not really connected over here, and therefore you hadn't established a Shabbos. Sorry? Why? Yeah, but okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Right. It might come back to that at the end. The kasha of Nosan Adler will be fair according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, he said, I don't care what his intentions are, as long as you don't give an offer for a day followed by a night, then it's a problem. But l'chora, if you think about it, the whole chiddush of the Rambam, that a Yom Tov is also Osa, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's only a Rambam, it's very much the Rambam L'Shetosei. Because the Rambam, who looks at the problem of a Goy keeping Shabbos as a religious problem, that he's creating himself a religion, says the Rambam, if a Shabbos is Osa, a Yom Tov has got even more religious connotations, and therefore it's even worse, and so the Rambam says a Yom Tov is also Osa. But that's all the Rambam L'Shetosei, that the point of a Yom Tov is, the Chiddush Das, is he creating himself a religion. Then Yom Tov is also a problem. Whereas according to Rashi, the Yesod HaIsav Lo Yisboisu is nothing to do with Chiddush Das, with creating religion. It's to do with the Bittul Melacha. It's not doing Melacha. So we've got no proof from the fact that Gemara says that you can't keep a Shabbos. We've got no proof from that you can't keep a Yom Tov. Since according to Rashi, the whole point is Menucha and Bittul Melacha, so you only see in the Gemara that a Shabbos is also, whereas a Yom Tov which has because you can do certain melachas for whatever reason, but a Yom Tov you can do melacha. So according to Rashi, there'll be no problem for a goy to keep a Yom Tov at all. The whole Rambam who said that you can't keep a Yom Tov is only shetosa. The problem is the religion shavoy. So then a Yom Tov is also a problem. According to Rashi, that the problem is just bittul melacha ba'alma. The Torah asked the goy to have menucha for a day. Then there should be no problem with Yom Tov as long as he's doing Melacha. So the Kasha must under according to Rashi won't start in the first place. It's a monoshach. We're saying that Haflah is good. According to the Rambam, it's true that a Yom Tov is also Osa, but according to Rambam, he has to establish for himself a Shabbos, and we say that, and therefore he'd have to establish a day night unit as a Shabbos, and when Yom Tov and Shabbos come together, that the day and the night got no intrinsic connection. And according to Rashi, that a day night Shabbos, even if it had no connection, would really be Osa, even if he didn't intend to establish them as a Yom Tov. But according to Rashi, the we're saying there's no makor at all to say bechlal that a Yom Tov should be Osa for a goy. The only problem where you would have a case is what happens if Yom Kippur fell on a Friday. So then. Just a second, according to Rashi it will be a problem, because in Yom Kippur you can't do any malacha, even Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you will have a day of malacha on Friday which you can't do malacha, followed by the Shabbos on Friday night. So according to Rambam it's not a problem, because there's no intrinsic connection between the Friday day and the Friday night. Whereas according to Rashi that Menucha Ba'al is also Asa, then the sign will be, then it would be a problem. So, I mean, first of all, I don't know if it ever happened. I mean, it doesn't happen every year. But also, it's a bit unclear. I was trying to do some research as to how exactly the kviyas of the Chadoshim worked before Matan Torah, the times of the Ovis. The Ben Ish Chai in Rosh Hashanah David Aleph says clearly that in those days, the kviyas of the Chadoshim worked with the cheshbonos like we have nowadays. And if so, the rule of Loi Ad Rosh would apply in the times of the Ovis as well. And therefore, and it would be impossible for Yom Kippur to fall on a Friday or a Sunday, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. But if anyone had more information on that, I'll be appreciated.